Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
So they were just talking in the NBA game about Norman Powell's black eye. And I guess he broke his nose and he got like a really bad shiner under his right eye. And Mark Jackson asked Mike Breen if he's ever had a black eye. And Mike Breen said, no, I've never had a black eye. And I was thinking about the time I got a black eye once. Mafia. I don't know if you remember this story, but I was out in Kansas City working for KCTV5, and I was a student at Indiana University at the time, and I was a junior, and I had already been successful freshman, sophomore, junior year as a broadcaster doing real radio, not like college radio, which I think is really cool. I think college radio is kick ass, but I was doing like, you know, getting paid salary radio, and doing morning and afternoon drive, doing overnight DJing. I was working 60 hours a week. And I mean, to tell you, bro, I was going to college and I was in a fraternity and I played sports and everything else. And I ended up, you know, I was really involved in broadcasting. So here I go. I get this job offer to work in Kansas City the year after the Royals won the World Series with Brett Saberhagen. So I went out there and I worked at this TV station. I was an intern. And one night I went to, and I don't remember the name of the place. There's an area of Kansas City where everyone goes drinking and partying, right? It's like where all the bars are. And I went into this bar and I didn't know anyone in Kansas City other than the people at the TV station. And they were all older than me and wanted nothing to do with me at all. Like, they were like, nice to meet you. Go get my lunch. That was the way they treated me. And one of the guys was Kevin Harlan, who is, you know, NFL and NBA lore. And I always got along with him, but he didn't give a rat's ass about me. He was nice to me, but that was it. Nice to see you, Scott. Get away from me. Anyway, so I went out to this bar one night, and I remember it was a famous area of Kansas City and a famous bar. And I was in there drinking, and there was this chick sitting next to me at the bar. And so I started talking to her, and then I started making her laugh. And then I stuck my tongue down her throat. And then her husband came out of the bathroom as I was making out with his wife. And he He punched me in the face 100 miles an hour, and I got a black eye. I ended up being thrown out of the bar by a bouncer after I got up and took a bar stool and smashed it over the guy's face. After he punched me in the eye, I took a bar stool and smashed it in his face, causing quite a scene in the bar. I was thrown out onto the sidewalk by the bouncer. And when I woke up in the morning, I had a gigantic black eye, and my eye was the size of a baseball, and it would not, like, you know, like open. My eye wouldn't open. And I mean, it was bad. I had a really bad black eye. I will say, though, if I had another 5 minutes, she would have been naked with me at my apartment. I just needed another 5 minutes, and I would have closed the deal. Mafia knows I'm a closer. I always was the Mariano Rivera of, you know, closing deals with chicks. Once I get in, when I'm in the neighborhood, it's one thing. When I'm in the house, it's another. And when I'm in the bedroom, it's just a done deal. And I was definitely in the house, but I wasn't in the bedroom yet. But I was close. And Mafia was rooting for me the whole time. But I did get a black eye out of it. We welcome all of our radio affiliates to that horrifying story I just told. But it was true. Now, grant you, I was only 21 at the time. I was a rookie drinker. So I was very brave after that fifth shot of bourbon to start making out with a woman I didn't know that was apparently married. And her husband was not pleased. And he was bigger than me, and he punched me 100 miles an hour in my eye. He landed a nice shot, too, I got to admit. Now, my stool to his head, smashing and breaking a stool over the guy's face, I thought was really a people's elbow kind of move. Mafia told me one day, he was very proud of me. I mean, if you're going to go down with a black eye and get your ass beat, I mean, you got to land at least one blow. And I landed the full, the whole wood splintered, broken, the chair, the top flew off. I smashed it over his face. Now, I don't know if he woke up with a black eye or a broken nose or a fat lip, but he did wake up knowing that his wife's willing to sleep with 21-year-olds. So I'm sure they're divorced by now. Either that or she's fat and old and ugly. Because they all end up fat, old, and ugly, don't they?
You're listening to Sports Grid, the home of the winning edge, carrying on the fine tradition of sports gaming from all the way back to ancient Rome. But they never had a mobile app.
So count your blessings, Sporto.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell.
Mike Breen selling that Steph Curry's only 12 threes away from the record, and giving us all a reason to continue watching tonight. The 2-point Warrior lead at the half. He's only 12 away from breaking the record tonight. It's not happening tonight. It will happen, but it's not happening tonight. I mean, you got to stop. You got Mike Breen, Mark Jackson, you got to stop. ESPN, you got to stop with the all-day-long history-in-the-making Steph Curry performance tonight, which isn't happening. It just is not happening. All right, so the Kyrie Irving thing. I mean, honestly, if I were the guy Cy, the owner of the Nets, I mean, I would literally... I would be infuriated if I had a star player, a superstar, super paid, filthy rich, $37 million a year, whatever it is. He's, I mean, clearly one of the greatest offensive players in the league. He can score on anybody. No one can stop him. And I'll give him that. He's a really good player. I'll give him that. But I have a problem with him. Guy never shows up. He just doesn't work. He takes a vacation every month. He leaves the team for weeks at a time because he's got alleged personal mental breaks that he needs. I mean, honest to Christ, the guy, I mean, the whole deal with the chick tennis player and everybody, you know, the mental health thing and all this other nonsense. I mean, honestly, it really is. Does your boss let you miss weeks at a time of work because you tell him you're depressed that it's, you know, snowing outside or something? You're not feeling yourself these days. I get it. Mental health is a serious problem. I've been around people with manic depression. I have, Mavi and I have experienced firsthand what it does to people. And I take it very seriously. But fair enough. But I do not agree with her not doing interviews ever because she doesn't like, she's got anxiety because the media gives her anxiety. Like, just stop. You don't want to do interviews because you don't like the media. And that's as simple as that. You don't want to do it. It's a pain in your ass. You want to play tennis. You don't want to deal with the media. You don't want to talk about it after a win or a loss or whatever. You just don't like doing it. And no one, all these athletes, 95% of them in sports don't want to do interviews. Mafia knows it's true. They don't want to do it. They have to do it. They can't stand doing it. And I think she's right in there. Lump her right in with everybody else that doesn't like dealing with the media. She doesn't like dealing with the tennis media. That's all there is to it. And let me tell you something. I could care less about her. I don't care about tennis. I don't care what you think about it. I played tennis my whole life. And I went to college to play tennis. I did not. I just don't care about it. I don't care about it anymore. I hate it. Because I played it every day of my life, and I'm burned out on tennis. And most of the people that I know that play tennis are, I mean, let's just face it, they're rich, stuck-up peas, okay? Anyone that belongs to the tennis club needs to have their ass beat, okay? Because they think they're better than you at everything. Life in general. Okay, so that's who the tennis crowd is. So here's to everyone in tennis kissing my ass, okay, with the whole mental health problem that everybody's got in tennis. Or this guy Djokovic that doesn't want to get vaccinated. Or, you know, I don't want to deal with the media types, okay, because I have anxiety. Okay, I have anxiety. Do I miss, you know, it's simple. I get vacations. I've earned them. I've been doing this 35 years. Now, I know my bosses may not like it, but get used to it. Because in the real world, people get time off to get their head straight. But in sports, apparently, if you don't feel good, you don't have to go to work or play tennis or do interviews. You just don't feel like doing the interviews today. So you're going to tell everybody you got a mental health problem, and then you don't have to do it. And then they start having mental health breaks at the U.S. Open. They have mental health tents out at the, carousel. I mean, you got to be effing kidding me. I mean it. Like, I mean, how pansy ass is this? This is so, you know, this generation, 2021, this is so 2020, 2021. Now everybody's got mental health problems. So what we're going to do is we're going to have mental health tents at sporting events. You got to be effing kidding me. I mean, when I was a kid, and you can say whatever you want, we walked a mile in the snow with no shoes. When I was a kid, you said you had a mental health problem. Someone beat your ass. You're a pansy. You get your ass beat. You start crying about it. I need a mental day. Shut up. This guy, Kyrie Irving, is just like her. He can't stand the media. He doesn't want to deal with it. He doesn't like anybody interviewing him. He doesn't want to talk about anything ever unless the earth is flat. And he thinks he's smarter than everybody because he went to Duke. The guy never shows up for work. He never plays. He takes off 2 weeks a month, every month of the effing year. And then when everyone in the world gets vaccinated, everyone in the world, he's another one of these anti-vax wackos. And he won't get shots. So he's not playing in the NBA. He's worthless to the Brooklyn Nets. He's absolutely worthless. He's broke, penniless, worthless, means nothing, has nothing to do with the Nets. I wouldn't want him on my team if I was the last guy on earth. Because all I had to do was look at his track record. The guy has been absolute. He's Politico. He's so involved in controversies around the world and saving the world and Greenpeace and, we got to stop global warming and the earth is flat and we have to deal with climate change and starving babies. Oh my God. I can't stand this guy. You can hate me all you want. You know what? Because I'm a D. I'm a D, and you can hate me all you want. You know what? I will headbutt you in the face. I don't care what you think of me. I show up every day. I show up even when I don't show up. Monday, my plane was flying around LaGuardia. I couldn't land. I couldn't make it to do the show. I called up Mafia and asked him, what did I say to you? I said, I'm going to drive 100 miles an hour. I'll be there. Did I not say that to you?
You did say that. You're ready to go.
I said, they called me up and said, don't worry about it. Don't do the show. I said, I'll make the show. I'm driving 100 miles an hour right now. I'm going to make the show. Don't do the show. I show up even when I don't show up. I got home at 48. I was ready to do the show. They told me don't do the show. They're probably blaming me now. They're probably blaming me that I didn't do the show. I don't care because I showed up even when I don't show up. I'm a badass and everybody else a pansy ass, including that Kyrie Jesus Irving. I don't care if he rots in hell and never plays another game of basketball the rest of his effing life. He should go walk with sandals on in the desert like Moses. He thinks he's Jesus anyway, you pansy ass. Good for nothing, waste of money and talent. Go save the world, Jesus. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger thing, girl.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
Mental health days. That's what I call hooky. mental health days when I don't go to school. We got something better to do. Bong rips at my buddy's house. I mean, honestly, I can't even take it anymore listening to all these crybabies. I mean it. I don't even know what's happened. The wussification of America. It really is. It really is. Cancel this culture, okay, right here, under my belt. Cancel that, okay? Cancel that bratwurst right across your chin with all that. I need a day off. I need mental health day off, okay? Yeah, okay, they're hooky lips. Honestly, I mean to tell you, Mafia, honestly, I there's something wrong. And you can't even stop it, the freight train of wussies. I can't even control it. I'll tell you what, speaking of wussies, the Steelers are playing the Vikings tomorrow night in U.S. Bank in Minneapolis. And I have to tell you, their performance on the road this year has been, besides Buffalo in opening the season on the road in the B-low and winning that game stunningly with the big second half. In my opinion, they've been absolutely abysmal on the road. I mean, just absolutely dreadful. The game, and even though it seemed close in SoFi against the Chargers, they lost. They gave up 40-some points. It's embarrassing. And then, the Bengals losses at home, like 24 points they gave up and lost. And then the game in Cincinnati was even worse, like 41 points. I mean, it really is a problem. And so tomorrow night they're playing the 5-7 Vikings in Mini. And I just don't even think that you can even not recognize the desperation of the Vikings. They're a desperate team. They just lost to the Lions. They are desperate. I don't want to play desperate teams because bad things happen. When you play desperate teams, you lose. I am not feeling good, Mafia, about that game tomorrow night. I know other people that are. I know heavies in the business and sharps that are saying the Steelers are going to win the game outright and beat the Vikings. I've just seen them look so porous on the road and so just lifeless on the road that even though they beat the Ravens, and I thought they beat the Ravens with defense and with Ben. I mean, Ben had a good game. Ben was slinging it in the fourth quarter. That's all there is to it, to beat the Ravens in Heinz Field on Sunday. I was there. But, I mean, the performance in Cincinnati, they were down 17-3. The game was over. Mafia, you don't seriously think that they're going to go to Minneapolis tomorrow night and beat the Vikings, a desperate team, do you?
You know, I think there's a way to have confidence in either of these teams right now. I don't think anyone can look at this game and say, I really like this team. I think, I feel great about this pick if you're just picking one of those sides. You know, maybe you're picking a total. Maybe if you're picking some props, you got some good feelings about things. But neither of these teams performed up to what they should have been. Neither of these teams are performing to expectations. You know, Big Ben is playing well below what people thought he would be. He's showing his age completely right now. On the other side of things, the Vikings are so... He did, but he hasn't been consistent. He hasn't done that every week. He hasn't been what he used to be, where you're putting up big games every week like we expect from him. And on the other side of things, the Vikings are so banged up. You know, you already have Thielen out. While Jefferson's awesome, you can't just say, okay, well, we're going to have one guy and that's it, because Cook's probably out with his shoulder. I mean, I don't know how you dislocate your shoulder, tear things, and you're back in 2 weeks. If you are, you're not at 100%. I don't think it's smart for them to rush him back if he is. You know, I play Madison. He's playing well. You know, it's not like you're having a huge drop-off with that guy where you need him to save the running game. But their defense is in shambles. I think, you have a little bit actually edge with Pittsburgh in the fact that you have your regular running back, you have all your receivers, and Watt's playing at a ridiculous pace. Now, am I saying that they're the bet and I would throw a bunch of money on them? No, I'd say, honestly, if I don't have to pick the game, I'm sitting back and watching, and that's it.
Fair enough. I'll give you that it might be a good night to stay away from it because you don't trust either team.
I mean, the Vikings right just seem cursed, don't they?
You're right about Ben. He's finished. That's fair enough. We all know that, but you're right. He hasn't been consistent at all, but he was great on Sunday in the fourth quarter. I mean, the pass to Johnson that should have been caught that Johnson dropped in the end zone, that was a perfect bomb. Perfect pass. Then Johnson, go figure, catches the game winner to beat the Ravens. And if he plays anywhere like that against the Vikings, I think they'll be in it. Because I think their defense, then again, where was the defense when they were in Cincinnati? Where was the defense in Los Angeles? There was no defense. They got all those players. Now, I know T.J. Watt's missed some time, and when he plays, he's an animal. 3.5 sacks on Lamar Jackson on Sunday in Pittsburgh, but they had more sacks than that. They had all kinds of action on him, Highsmith and company. They were all over this guy. It was his worst nightmare. So if they play anywhere like that defensively and show up, I think they can give the Vikings problems. But I'll be honest with you, I'm not like anticipating it because I've seen them fail too much this year. I mean, don't get me started on the Lions tie. Don't get me started. I mean, that was embarrassing. It really was. And I can't even believe, and I said this today on Coast to Coast, that Freiermuth was the guy that fumbled the ball on the game-winning drive in overtime. You're down at the 30-yard line. You gotta hold on to the ball, bring out Boswell, and let him kick a 47-yarder. Game over. Instead, you fumble the pill, and it's over. And three fumbles in the game. I mean, it was awful. Don't tell me about, you know, the Raider game. Don't tell me. I mean, I saw him beat the Broncos, and it was the only game they looked good in until the Ravens game. And I did not think they looked good in the Ravens game. They looked good for one quarter, the fourth quarter, which is all that matters. But the rest of the game, they were atrocious. They did nothing. And that's just all there is to it. And I love them, but they can't be trusted. You know, bet-wise, can't be trusted. And I know they're, you know, the Vikings are laying three. I mean, the Vikings beat the Packers by three at U.S. Bank. What do you think they're going to do to the Steelers? I mean, Kirk Cousins is playing, and he can do some things. I think he can do more than Big Ben. Certainly at home, he can do more than Big Ben. Would you not give the edge to Cousins over Big Ben right about now?
Yeah, I would give the edge to Cousins. He's not turning the ball over, which is rare. You know, that's different for him. He's getting on touchdowns, and he's not doing the turnovers. His stats are good this year, as they have been in previous years. He's not getting the wins, not getting them to the promised land like they're paying him to, but still, he's putting up the stats, so it's not all on him. But, you know, he can't get away. He can scramble a little bit, but he's not getting away like Jackson is. If, you know, you can sack Lamar Jackson 3.5 times, how many times is T.J. Watt going to be on Kirk Cousins?
You know, how about Jim Suhan today from the Minneapolis Star Trip telling us that Cook's a liability with the labrum tear. When he gets hit, he fumbles.
Makes sense. If your shoulder's hurt and if you don't have that strength in carrying the ball, how are you going to have it secured?
I mean, that's all I need to know. The guy fumbles when he gets hit because of his labrum tear. You're done. You're not playing. It's that simple. You're not playing. So, you know, wear some street clothes, stand on the sideline, hit on women in the crowd. Do something because you're not playing. I can't have a guy out there costing me on the football field with turnovers. Turnovers are to death. And, I mean, they're the game over. I truly believe, you know, the big mistake made in the fourth quarter of every game in the NFL is the one that cost you the game. You turn it over.
Just like the Bengals Mixon.
I mean, honestly.
They were going to take that game over. He fumbles, it gets returned. Game over. Chargers roll from there.
Right. It's always a mistake in the fourth quarter that determines the winner. I think for the majority of games, for the most part, that's what happens. And I can't have Dalvin Cook out there fumbling the pill. Can't have it. Won't have it. So we'll see you tomorrow night. Steelers and Vikings at U.S. Bank. I'm looking forward to seeing if they can respond. Both teams, you know, the Vikings lose to the Lions last second. That was embarrassing. Steelers beat the Ravens last second, stopping a two-point conversion attempt by the Ravens, and the Steelers win. And now we'll see what their fortunes are after those facts. Vikings blow it against the Lions. We'll see if they turn around and win. Steelers steal a game from the Ravens. We'll see if they turn around and win on short week notice. You know, you play Sunday, now you're playing Thursday. Believe me, that takes a toll on the body. They'll be grateful they got 10 days off after that. So we'll find out who's the badass and who isn't. The Steelers can't afford to lose another game. I mean, not even one. But I think they will lose games. I think they're going to lose to the Chiefs. And I think they'll probably lose to the Vikings. They do not have a fun schedule the rest of the way. They're not winning every one of those games. I can guarantee you that on the bench.
It's a jungle out there.
So many possibilities, prospects, and probabilities. It's easy to become overwhelmed.
That's where we come in.
Relax. We're your trusted source for expert information on sports gaming strategies and information. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Ferrell on the Bench with Scott Ferrell.
Ah! So, Mafia tonight, you know, we were talking to Denny Bernstein today on Coast to Coast about the Rangers, how great they've been lately. And they got their ass beat tonight by the Avs. I guess he was right that the Rangers were starting some kid that is wearing diapers, and their winning streak came to an end.
Yeah, the 24-year-old goalie who's first start in the NHL ever. I mean, they came out strong. They were up 2-1, and then the kid let in such a bad goal in McKinnon where he pretty much gets the puck knocked off his stick coming into the zone, and then just basically pokes it five-hole. The kid just doesn't close his legs and ties it up at 2, and from there just snowballed, avalanche down on top of them, and they just destroyed them. They just like 5 straight goals from there. The Rangers didn't know what hit them, but kid let in a terrible goal, and it just all collapsed.
The Flyers lost again tonight. The Devils beat them 3-0 at The Rock. I was making fun of the Flyers today on Coast to Coast because how the mighty have fallen. I mean, the Philadelphia Flyers are, I mean, they're trash. I mean, it is amazing. They fired Alain Vigneault. They fired his assistants. I've lost 8 or 9 in a row. It's just embarrassing. And they haven't won the Cup since 75. I mean, you talk about a disaster, or they don't matter anymore. They should just be wearing the costume, right? So there you go. Right now, Vegas is losing to Dallas in Sin City at the T-Mobile Arena. 3-1 Dallas in the second period. And the Bruins and Canucks are tied 1-1 in the third. With 1.5 minutes left, looks like unless somebody scores, they're going to overtime, and perhaps we'll see a shootout tonight in Vancouver with Bruce Boudreau, the new coach of the Canucks, with his 2-year deal that he got to turn the Canucks around. The last place Vancouver Canucks have been a disaster. They fired Travis Green, and now old man recycled plastic Bruce Boudreau is back behind an NHL bench. That is truly amazing to me how this guy, I mean, he just won't go away. I mean, the guy could be dead and 6 feet under in a casket and he'd still get another NHL job. I mean, it is unbelievable to me how they recycle coaches. I mean, they couldn't find a new talent or a young up and coming hockey coach if it, you know, hit him in the face. I mean, it's true, Mafia. They don't have, I mean, every guy in the league has been around like a hooker. I mean, they've all been on multiple teams coaching, and that's just all there is to it.
Yeah, even ones that haven't done a great job. And when you hear like Mike Yao was brought back, you're like, really? Why? Like, he'd probably be a great assistant coach. I don't know if he should have gotten another head coaching gig. I mean, certain ones, like Boudreau's had success. So you understand a little bit, but like you said, he's been out for a little while. He never got to that promised land. Yeah, it's just kind of throwing him in there as a stopgap for now. We'll see if he has anything come from it or if they eventually make a change, but it is all the same names. You know, even you know the ones that are fired are the same names. Every time you hear Vigneault fired, you're like, all right, that guy's been fired like 4 times. You hear all these names. It's just the same guys over and over.
So in the NBA tonight, a lot happened. The Rockets beat the Nets. You knew that was coming after KD and Aldridge didn't play. I said on Coast to Coast they'll lose, even though I had the Nets tonight to win and cover. That was well before I found out KD and Aldridge weren't playing. I don't flip bets. When I make a bet in the morning, I don't go running and changing bets. So the Jazz blew out the Timberwolves in Minneapolis, 136-104. The Nuggets beat the Pelicans and covered in New Orleans, 120-114. The Mavericks beat the Grizzlies. I had the Mavericks with the points. I know somebody that won big money tonight on the Mavericks. The Nets score was 114-104 Rockets. The Wizards hit a late shot to beat the Pistons by 3 in Little Sleezers, but the Pistons covered. The Thunder upset the Raptors by 1 in Toronto. That's an ugly loss for the Raptors. Can't lose to the Thunder at home. How about the Cavaliers beating the Bulls in Cleveland, 115-92. I saw Mobley, the big fella out of USC, blocking multiple shots in that game tonight. The Cavaliers are a lot tougher than anybody gave them credit for this year. They've been good. The Sixers by 4 over the Hornets. I hit both ends of that bet. The Hornets cover at home. The Heat beat the Bucks. I think the difference in the game was P.J. Tucker's defense in the second half. They literally, I mean, this guy was an animal out there taking charges and all the rest. The bottom line is the Heat beat them. Lowry went off. They're playing without Adebayo, without Jimmy Butler, and you winning against the world champs. That's a huge win for the Heat. The Pacers beat up the Knicks. I mean, they just laid an egg tonight, 122-102. These games are going on as we speak. The Warriors are up 62-54 with 5 minutes left in the third. And Curry's still 12 shy of the record. It's not happening. As far as everything else, Kings are up 10 on the now it's changed. 98-89 Kings. 2 minutes left in the third. And then the Clippers at the half by 12 over the Celtics in L.A. And I think they, in the Crypto.com arena, which is the Staples Center. There you go. All these changes of corporate names on top of buildings. I mean, it's everywhere. The FTX in Miami, that was the American Airlines arena forever. So much for the airline. It's now all about cryptocurrency, both of them, the one in LA, the one in Miami. It's all happening. Warriors up 10 now with 4 minutes left in the third at Chase in San Francisco. And no Dame Lillard, no CJ McCollum. He has bong lung, his lung collapse. That's no joke. Can't be having a lung collapse. Problems on the bench. Just can't have it. I mean to tell you. So as far as college basketball goes tonight, as usual, you got to get into that. So I told you today, one of the things I was on was Indiana will lose. They were getting 3 from Wisconsin, 64-59 Badgers in Madison. West Virginia beat UConn by 3 in Morgantown. I was a little surprised at that. Florida blew out North Florida. I hit that. Michigan State got by Minnesota by 7 and make it 8. And they beat them by 8. And they were getting 6. Drag. I had Towson State tonight and 15 points against Ohio State. Towson covered. Ohio State won the game. And BYU beat Utah State 82-71. And those were the ranked games of teams playing tonight. And I will tell you, there's a bunch of other games. Arizona's blowing out Wyoming. I'm surprised the Cowboys, undefeated, didn't show up tonight. They got spanked. Weber getting blown out by Washington State. I went for it with Weber. They're getting their ass beat. Fresno getting 9.5 down 7 with a minute left at San Francisco. I got Cal minus 12. They're up 65-44 on Idaho State. Miami beat Lipscomb and covered. Xavier ripped Ball State by like literally 46 points. And as far as other games go tonight of any consequence, Penn State by 20 over Wagner. St. Joe's beat Penn by 7. VCU by 14 over Jacksonville State. And, I mean, none of these other scores matter at all. Colorado by 3 over Eastern Washington. The Hawks covered. TCU covered against Utah. Hit that. McNeese was getting, I think, 17 they covered against Louisiana. SMU beat Dayton and covered. Georgetown blew out Maryland, Baltimore County. Ohio State, I told you, won. Towson covered. Montana beat Air Force. I am surprised at that. Cornell did not cover against Virginia Tech. They got whacked. Seattle got whacked by UNLV. I went for it with that one, too, and got burned. It is what it is. So there you go. Sometimes you got to roll the dice. I hit some of the dogs, and I missed others. It is what it is. So, you know, some nights we have just gigantic nights in college basketball, NBA, NHL. You never know when you're going to get that hot night where you just hit a lot of bets. And it's always awesome when you do it. And it's crappy when you don't. Told the story the other day of my friend literally on 2 weeks ago. Losing $500,000 betting on NFL games. I mean, that's a serious bad day. I mean, that is, I mean, I don't know how you recover from that. I really don't. I don't even know. You'd have to lock me up. You can't leave me anywhere near a ATM machine or a, you know what I mean? I can't have credit or anything else. I don't need a bookie. Because he'll just keep giving me credit. And next thing you know, I'll be down a million. I mean, a dangerous way to make a living, betting on sports. You think you got it all figured out until you lose $500,000. Honestly, what are you going to do? I mean, I seen the guy lose $50,000 on the Lions beating the Vikings. That's crazy. Betting $50,000 on a football game, I lose your mind. I mean, you got to be absolutely have some massive onions to bet that kind of money on a sporting event. I mean, I guess that's when money is no object, right? That's when you're just like, you're making so much money, you don't even care if you lose $50,000 on a game or $500,000 on a Sunday in the NFL. I mean, you have got to have some stones on you, boy. I'll tell you what. Steph Curry tonight, not getting the 16 threes. That's all I know. He's not going to get it, but they're still talking about him getting it. It's laughable how much attention they've given this guy tonight over a record he's not going to break. I mean, you got to be kidding. They're still talking about him breaking a record tonight. And if he doesn't do it tonight, they're giving it to him Saturday night. I mean, he's on the road Saturday. He might not even have it then. Then he plays Tuesday. Maybe he'll do it then. Who knows? It's for all on the bench.
Guys, my buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
Tomorrow night should be pretty good. Steelers, Vikings, I mean, I like that game. I'm a Steeler fan. And then Lakers, Grizzlies in Memphis. LeBron against Ja Morant and company. I think that should be pretty good. Mavericks beat them tonight. That was a huge win for Dallas. Jazz and Sixers tomorrow night as well. And by the way, the Canucks lead 2-1 now. I think they just won the shootout. That game's over. They won. Stars lead Vegas 3-2 now in the second intermission. They'll go to the third period down a goal. And then tomorrow, a ton of games. Lightning, Leafs in Toronto. The Blackhawks are in Montreal, Ducks and Jackets in Columbus, Isles host the Predators, Red Wings at the Blues, Canes at the Flames, Bruins, Oilers in Edmonton, and Jets, Kraken in Seattle, Stars, Kings in Lipstick City, and Wild Sharks at the Tank. As far as college basketball goes on a Thursday night with all that other action going in, the NFL, NBA, and NHL. Tomorrow night, Texas and Seton Hall Mafia, very interested in that one. The number one team, Purdue, is at Rutgers. And Gonzaga is playing the fifth-ranked Zags. And Iowa, Iowa State, and Ames. Sounds like a delicious night for betting on Thursday. I'll tell you that much. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 o'clock Eastern on the Coast to Coast show, which kicks ass and takes names. And if you miss that one, I'll see you tomorrow night on the bench at 10. Good night, everybody.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.